When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by APW, Murray Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, Purdy Insurance, Lackawanna College, Blaze Alexander Family Dealership, Route 11 Coffee and Cream, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Tony's Custom Tailor Shop, W&L Subaru, Shamokin Dam Health Center, Big Mambo's Latin Bistro, Sunbury Motor Company, Carpet Man, Glick Incorporated, McCreary's HVAC, Northumberland Hearing Center. Now, let's go Matt Side with Steve Williams.
Good morning, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to the breakfast edition of Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling. Pull up, grab a cup of coffee, your croissant, and we are ready to wrestle here at the Line Mountain Duels. Braves will open up this morning taking on the Patriots of Pittston area. If you've been a long-time Braves fans, you will recognize that they were a team that several years back we used to have to wrestle them in a wrestle-in situation to get into the team tournament, the Braves last wrestling Pittston back in 2004. We never had a lot of success against them. Hopefully that will change today. Both teams in with a full lineup, which is really unusual. Questionable at 106 pounds. For the Braves, Les McCormick with an injury. In fact, he is not warming up right now, so the Braves, nonetheless, with a full lineup, maybe forfeiting that one weight. And that's going to be true through the whole day because after Pittston, they'll wrestle Red Lion, York Suburban, Tamaqua, and Berwick. And with the exception of Tamaqua, most of those teams have a full lineup. So lots of good competition for the guys today. That's what they need. During the past week, the Braves wrestling Loyal Sock and Central Columbia, both of them were not able to put out a full lineup. In fact, Loyal Sock with only five wrestlers. And while it may make your record look good, it does not make you better on the mat. So this is a good competition for the Shikellamy Braves here today. They will have one more dual meet, and that will be next Tuesday. Make sure of that. Yes, next Tuesday when they will wrestle Line Mountain. Now, Line Mountain is in this tournament, but with the number of teams that are here, not everybody wrestles everybody else. In fact, the teams that are here today, Berwick, Hanover area, Line Mountain, Littlestown, Pittston area, Red Lion, Shikellamy, Tamaqua, and York Suburban. And like I said, all those teams pretty much with a full lineup with the exception of Tamaqua. The York Suburban team looks to be a pretty good team to compete against here today, and the Braves will do that. That'll be their third match of the day here at the Line Mountain Duels. Well, the Braves are out on the mat right now warming up. Pittston, I think they were out earlier. The Braves had been out earlier. They cleared the mat, allowed Pittston to warm up, and now they're back out warming up again. So as we wait the start of this match, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Start your year off with new traditions and new adventures in a certified pre-owned Subaru from W&L in Northumberland.
You'll get a Subaru that's miles ahead on value and ready for more adventures. Each certified pre-owned Subaru comes with factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage and 24/7 roadside assistance.
Now is the time to make sure your family is traveling safely in a certified pre-owned Subaru. We have over 60 to choose from.
Experience the W&L difference today off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Welcome back to Shikellamy Brave Wrestling Breakfast Edition. Sunny side up eggs, bacon, and home fries on the menu this morning. And then if you're not full at 1:15 this afternoon, you can have lunch with Kevin and the Chief as the Braves basketball team take on the Miners of Minersville. I understand they have a lovely tuna melt with microgreens and some sun tea that the chief made in the back of his pickup truck. So lots going on here today on the station of Sunbury Broadcasting. Getting very close to getting things underway. Shikellamy coach Bryce Towne in charge of getting the kids warmed up. He had them out there, like I said, out of mat earlier. Had them doing some sit-ups. Now they're back up drilling again. In addition to the dual meets today, we expect to see the some extra matches. They usually are at these tournaments. Right now out on the mat, warming up together, are Debbie Bradigan and Kylie Price, and I noticed a couple of other young ladies in uniform here, so hopefully they will get a shot or two to wrestle here. Kylie, in her first year as a senior, picked up a fall to win her first match. She's gotten a couple of matches since, and Gabby, a real nice fall on Thursday night up at Central Columbia. She manhandled her male opponent. She is she's wrestled with a number of other female wrestlers, and of course girls and women's wrestling, the fastest growing sport in the nation today. PIAA said that they will recognize it when there are 100 schools that have adopted the program, and I just saw where the 66th school in Pennsylvania has adopted a girls program. They've already had some girls, all-girls dual meet. So, you know, it's time. It's absolutely time. These girls work just as hard as the boys. They deserve a chance. Also, hopefully you have the Big Ten Network, and you got to watch some great Big Ten wrestling last evening. They started off the warm-up match, Michigan beating Minnesota, and Minnesota is just a must-see just to see Gable Steveson. They've got some good wrestlers in that lineup, but just to watch him is a pleasure. And then, hopefully you stay tuned and watch the Nittany Lions beat up on the Iowa Hawkeyes. What a match. Nittany Lions jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Iowa came back and tied them 10-10. And the Iowa Hawkeyes could not overcome Penn State's national champions. So a great match last night. Hopefully you stayed up to see that. And now we've got some wrestling for you here this morning. Again, the Braves continue with their warm-ups. They're doing some sprints across the mat. And they appear to be the only team that's really aggressively warming up. Of course, that can help you. These morning matches can be tough on these young men because they're not used to getting up and getting after it like this. And a lot of times we have seen some sluggish performances, so hopefully Coach Towne's experience in wrestling at these times will pay off with these warm-ups. Of course, now I believe he told me he was teaching history, but is originally from Brookville and was on the Brookville State Team Championship. Came in and signed his name on the line to be an assistant with Coach Tim Bosch. We also see Mike Egan over there. Mike has ran the summer program. He was the head coach a couple of years back. We were talking about back in the old days when he was wrestling. I said I still have lineup sheets with his name's handwritten in. That's how old he is. So these guys certainly don't remember any of that, but raising good coaching hands right now. And both the junior high and the high school level, both levels showing a lot of success, a lot of aggressiveness. It's been warming up. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They only got 9 kids warming up. So apparently they don't have a full team. That's too bad. They had a full team the last time they wrestled. Check and see. Yeah, they had... Not only did they have a full team, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 dead, and another 13 kids. But only 9 out warming up. So as I said before, after Pittston, the Braves will wrestle Red Lion. Red Lion... Yeah, they were without a 113-pounder. Other than that, they've got a full squad. York Suburban, to give you an idea here, Pittston with a record of 7-5, Red Line with a record of 8-8, York Suburban with a record of 9-3. They've got a full lineup. Tamaqua with a record of 7-4. Now they do have a full lineup. Berwick with a record of 4-5. They are missing 106 and 113. Other than that, they have everybody. So again, the guy's going to get some competition here today. This is a heck of a lot better than forfeit. Yeah, the Braves are ready. They're walking around on the far side of the gym, pulling their singlets up, getting ready to wrestle. We'll start off at 126 pounds today. And then the way these tournaments work is that they drew 126 for the first round, so that means the second round will start at 132. And it just rotates through the different weight, the next weight up. As the rounds continue, so they'll go 132, 138, 145, and end up at 152 pounds. The Braves do have a break. I believe it's after the York Suburban match. So each team with a break filled in. But other than that, it's wall-to-wall wrestling. Great day if you're a wrestling fan. Take a real quick look at the starting lineup here, or at least what I think it'll be. It won't be quite that because, like I said, only 9 wrestlers in Pittston uniforms. They'll start at 126, Blaze Satter, who has started off both matches this week. Sophomore 7-15. He'll wrestle senior Kevin Roby, who is 8-10. 132, state's number 14th ranked wrestler, Isaac McGregor, for the Braves, a sophomore, a sophomore at 20-7. To wrestle Julian Everett. Everett is a sophomore at 21. He is 9th ranked in the state. 138 will be C.J. Keener, a sophomore at 17-12 for the Braves, ranked 3rd regionally. Jake Aftwitz, freshman, 8-8. Now we'll get the weigh-in sheet. Thank you, Josh. Josh Phillips, the head coach here at Line Mountain and runs this tournament so very, very well. If you've been around for a while, you may remember his name from back in the early 2000s when he was a heavyweight for the Shikellamy Braves. And in fact, I believe he was Coach Lockoff's last district champion. Here we go. Josh made it to the finals of the Beast of the East. Unfortunately, his opponent was Stephen Mako, who from Blair Academy was one of the most incredible high school heavyweights you've ever wanted to see. So he had a good high school career, and now taking up the reins here at Line Mountain after Chuck Johnson decided to move out of the area. Getting back to the lineups, 138 C.J. Keener, sophomore 17-12, against Jake Aftwitz. Freshman 8-8, 145, Connor Wetzel, freshman for the Braves at 17-10 against 11-5 freshman Dominic Inamorati. 152, it'll be Caleb Yoder, a senior 14-9 against 1-6 junior Sean Murphy. 160, the Braves send Colton Semko to the mat. He is a 19-6 senior ranked 7th regionally against Vinny Bonomo, a junior at 7-8. 172, Gage Wolf, the state's ninth-ranked 172-pounder, 21-4 senior, who wrestled junior James Spindler. Spindler is ranked fourth regionally at 18-2. And when I say regionally for Pittston, they are in the northeast region. 189, Matt Schaefer, junior at 4-13. Kevin Hauer, a sophomore for Pittston, likewise a 4-13 record. One at 215. Well, you just see this kid getting stronger all year long. Mason Raybuck, a junior at 11-7. He'll wrestle Xavier Blackshear, a freshman at 0-5. 285, it'll be Blake Van Kirk, a senior at 5-11 for the Braves. Jake Mills, a junior at 2-12. 106, Les McCormick, a freshman at 5-2. Oscar Suriaco, a sophomore at 8-11. That match may or may not happen. 113, Alex Reed. He hasn't had a match in a while. It's good to see him get paired up with somebody here. Alex Reed, regional 8th place ranking, 18-8 sophomore against 8-7 sophomore John Healy. And we will end up this first match with Evan Kistner, Brave freshman, is 10-12. Dominic Bernardino, a sophomore at 14-5 for the Patriots. So all right, well, we are going to forego the national anthem, and apparently starting at 1:32. All right, because it is Isaac McGregor. I was told we were starting at 1:26. Apparently that was not reliable information, because McGregor is out there. And not Blaze Souter. All right, so 1:32 should be Julian Everett. Yeah, they call him Julie, so it's definitely Julian Everett. And Everett with a takedown on McGregor. Leads early here by the score of 2-0. Nope, I lied. They forfeited at 1:32. All right. So Souter getting the forfeit. They were supposed to have a kid in there. Souter getting the forfeit. So the Braves lead 6-0. All right, we'll try and keep up here. It's my first time, so hang on here. I'll try and get you up to date. All right, so here's what we got. Braves up 6-0, forfeit at 1:26 to Shikellamy's Blaze Souter. 27 seconds to go in the first period. And it is Julian Everett of Pittston getting the takedown, leading Isaac McGregor by one. And he is right now doing a good job of riding McGregor from the left side, tight waist, cross-facing, wants to punch him up into that far side cradle. Straight finds the left leg. Flattens McGregor out onto the mat. And that is the end of the first period. The score 2-0. Julian Everett, a tall, lanky wrestler. McGregor a little shorter, a little bigger in the upper body, but with all the hair he's got, he's about the same height as Everett. Second period wrestling, referee's down position, Everett on the bottom. McGregor on top, gets the leg in, puts in the double grapevine. Bars the right arm, Everett clears that. McGregor to the left side, Everett stands. And a one-point escape for Julian Everett. He leads 3-0. Hebert drops to his knees. McGregor on his feet. Right now, a little cat and mouse between these two. Everett briefly reaches in and paws at the head of McGregor. Now from his knees, shoots in on a double. Pulls the legs and gets his head in between the legs. Switches to a single. Tracks it down. McGregor split on the mat, whizzers. And Everett comes to the other side, 2-point takedown. For Julian Everett, he leads 5-0. Everett, impressive looking sophomore, and right now showing he deserves his state's number 9 ranking. Back into the center for the restart. McGregor set. Everett on top, and they are back underway. Everett with a tight waist. He was able to ride McGregor through most of the first period with that tight waist. Working in either the left side or from behind, but riding the right wrist of Isaac McGregor. Got McGregor flat. McGregor has not been able to do anything underneath of Julian Everett. That is the end of the second period. 5-0. Julian Everett leads Isaac McGregor. They'll start the third period. Referee's down position. I think that was McGregor's choice. He's got some demons he needs to face here. He stands quickly. Everett bundles the right arm, tries to back heel him to his back. McGregor to his stomach. Everett left side, ball and chain on the right arm. McGregor trying to work to his base, clears the ball and chain. Cross face. Everett obviously very good at that far side cradle. Still trying to get it in. He's got the cross face, tries to work his left arm in around the right leg of McGregor, but McGregor feels it and stays big. And Everett will grapevine the left leg, flattens McGregor out. Now rocking with the grapevine, looking to perk the legs. But again, McGregor stays big and not able to get him over. He's going to be warned for stalling on the bottom. That's a point for Everett. He leads 6-0. 30 seconds to go. Julian Everett with those long legs, using him to his advantage. Still has the left leg of McGregor. Grapevine has McGregor flat on his stomach. McGregor not even able to push up to a base. He keeps his weight so far forward with that leg. And we're going to get a stalemate stop in the action with just 8 seconds to go. McGregor stands. Everett breaks him back down. McGregor, loose hip, steps over. Going to run out of time. That's the end of the match. A 6-0 decision for Julian Everett over Shikellamy's Isaac McGregor. 6-3, the Braves lead. We're back with 1:38 right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
And we're back, 138, C.J. Keener for the Braves, sophomore, 17-12, ranked third regionally. Jake Haftwitz, a freshman at 8-8 for Pittston. And these two guys tangling already, now breaking apart. Keener's circling. Pittston coach tells Haftwitz to quit messing with his headgear. Front headlock by Keener. Circles to his left, cross-facing, steps behind, and a two-point takedown as Haftwitz bails with his arm. But Keener jumps out to a 2-0 lead, and he puts in the double grapevine. Down heavy on the head of Haftwitz, and they go off the edge of the mat. Yeah, Pittston, like everybody, has a number of different uniforms. The one that Haftwitz is wearing is kind of got a digital pattern, blue and white, and then on the back it's got a New England Patriots-esque emblem, but instead of the Patriots face in the middle, there's a ruffler. Pretty neat uniforms, really. Flipped and plant by Keener. 2-on-1 on the left arm. Trying to roll Haftwitz into some near fall points. Now Turks the leg. Haftwitz back to his knees. Keener grapevines the left leg. Puts a claw right in on the right side. Now goes cross-facing. Trying to pull Haftwitz to his side, which he does. Haftwitz bellies out. That is the end of the first period. C.J. Keener, Shikalimi, a 2-0 lead over Jake Haftwitz of Pittston area. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Haftwitz on the bottom. He stands. Again, a lift and plant by C.J. Keener. Goes to work on that left arm. Trying to bundle it. Does. Pulls it under. C.J.'s got good arm control. He's not been able to establish the pivot point to get Haftwitz over. Now he does. He puts Haftwitz on his back. Chins him back. Turns around. Comes around. Trying to put him in double trouble and get chest to chest. A little high on the reverse Nelson. Now adjusts. And he pins him. 2:53 of the first period. Shikalimi's Keener with the fall, 12-3 in favor of the Braves. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And we are back, 145 pounds. Connor Wessel, a freshman for the Braves, is 17-10. 11-5, Dominic Inamorati, a freshman at 11-5. Wessel went in on the leg. Inamorati with a nice crossface, very close to the takedown, but Wessel stays with him. And he now leads by two. 2-1 now as Inamorati stands, and Wessel lets them go. Back on their feet. Wrestlers hand fighting. Wessel up under the arm, on the goes to his left, now switches to his right. Oh, just about got him with the butt drag. Inamorati stands. Like the way he changed directions there. Off the edge of the mat with 44 seconds to go in the first period. 2-1. Connor Wetzel lead. Right now, Wetzel not ranked regionally, but we're not going to be able to keep this kid a secret for long. Been wrestling well. Got some great shots. Oh, stuck under to a single. Puts Inamorati on the mat. Now steps across. Inamorati scrambling to get his hips free. Wetzel elevates the leg. Comes back the opposite way. And, oh, off the edge of the mat. Wow. So close. 6 seconds. They won on their feet. So Connor Wetzel, a 2-1 lead. Shown some good stuff early. He needs to finish his takedowns. One thing he kind of struggled with this year. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Wetzel on the bottom. He stands. Inamorati traps the left arm. Wetzel clears that. Inamorati locks in a far side cradle. Wetzel pokes his arm out, breaks the cradle, presses back to his knees. Inamorati from the left side. And he grabs Grapevine's the left leg. Bastion in a three-point stance. Inamorati locks in a far side cradle and puts Wetzel over to second count and a two-point near fall. So Inamorati takes a 3-2 or a 3-2 lead. This one has shown some really tough mat wrestling here. Wetzel up on all fours. Stand. Inamorati trying to lock in a near side cradle, break Wetzel to the mat. Right. 30 seconds to go in the second period. Wetzel has not been able to do anything here in the second period from the bottom position. The Braves struggling off the bottom here today. Come back into the center for the restart. 20 seconds to go. Wetzel set. Inamorati on top. Wetzel with a switch. Inamorati had too good of a tight waist. Stays in control. Wetzel up on all fours. Rolls through. Inamorati checks the time. Short time, and he will finish the second on top. Picked up a two-point near fall. Dominic Inamorati now leading by the score of 3-2 over Shikalemi's Connor Wetzel. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Wetzel on top. Tight waist. Inamorati sits. Comes back to his knees. Escape for Inamorati leads 4-2. Well, Wetzel's strength is definitely on his feet. He's been able to penetrate the legs of Inamorati, has a takedown, and a nice stuck under to a single, two-point takedown. He's got Inamorati on his back, but well off the edge, so two-point takedown. Oh, he gave him two. Gave him two off the edge of the mat, so a 6-4 lead by Wetzel. Inamorati sits back in. Wetzel chins him back, and he's going to pick up some more near fall points. Tightens up in the upper body of Dominic Inamorati. Inamorati sat back in and just hung out there. Wetzel puts him on his back now, adjusting the half Nelson. gets chest to chest, backs into Moradi over onto his shoulders and pins him.
Wow.
5 minutes and 10 seconds, Connor Wetzel in a come from behind with a fall. 18-3 in favor of the Braves. We're back after this. You're watching Brave, or listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When you think sports, think WKOK.
The Cincinnati Bengals are going to the AFC title game. Mahomes gets away, angling for the pylon, hops into the end zone, touchdown Kansas City. Tough one at the 30, running right to the 20, back to the left hand, touchdown,
and the kick is good. San Francisco is one.
Who makes it to the Super Bowl? Find out on Championship Sunday starting at 2, presented by Register Chevrolet on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And we are back, 152. Caleb Yoder for the Braves, a senior at 14-9. He's got a regional honorable mention. 1-6 junior Sean Murphy. Make sure that's right. Well, no. Can't be. Sean Murphy didn't weigh in. Keegan Bucci, the opponent. So Keegan Bucci, let's see where he's at. He's a 2-1 junior. Now Bucci with a leg on Yoder. Yoder cross-facing. Bucci just trying to hang on to that leg. He doesn't like that cross-face. He doesn't want his nose disfigured. And right now, Yoder looking to lock in the far side cradle, and he has it. Puts Bucci onto his back. Bucci rolls through. The two-point near fall for Yoder. 27 seconds to go, 4-0 lead for Caleb Yoder. Posts the left arm on the back of Bucci.
Build your face, build your face, arms in front.
Bucci trying to come up again. Yoder locking in the far side cradle, rocks him back. He's going to get some more near fall points. And that is the end of the first period. 3-point near fall for Yoder. And a Caleb Yoder 7-0 lead over Keegan Bucci of the Pittston area Patriots. He's on, got the third or fourth different uniform on for Pittston. Blue bottom, red top, white piping. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Caleb Yoder of Shikalimi on the bottom. Bucci tight waist, trying to bar in the left arm of Yoder. Yoder stands, clears the hands. 1 point escape for Caleb Yoder. He leads 8-0. Yoder, nice double leg shot. Drives through, 2-point takedown, right to his back. So 2+, referee counting out near fall points. Post is 3. Now Yoder will adjust and try and pin him. Goes to a half Nelson as he attacks ahead. Puts Bucci on his back and he pins him. 2 minutes and 48 seconds of the second period. Caleb Yoder with the fall, 24-3 in favor of the Braves. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're kicking off the new year with deals on your favorite brand.
That's right, Mark. It's Owner Appreciation Month with appreciation discounts.
We have new inventory arriving daily and a great selection of pre-owned vehicles, all at great prices.
Plus, our Jeep brand has you covered with the most capable SUVs in the world.
Owner Appreciation Month is the time to start the new year in a new vehicle and experience the Zimmerman difference.
So come into Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today, or call us at 570-286-2100, or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
All right, we are at 160. Colton Semko for the Braves, and it looks like the only kid available. I think it's Jimmy Spindler, but I'm not sure. again, they got quite a few of their kids crossed out. It is Jimmy Spindler. All right. That means the Braves are in for a rash of forfeits here. So, Spindler. Okay. James Spindler. Colton Semko, senior for the Braves, 19-6, 18-2, junior. James Spindler. Spindler ranked fourth regionally. And they are running out of wrestlers. Because above Spindler, they had two wrestlers. They're crossed out. So, unfortunately, looking forward to a full team here. Not going to happen. All right, now, Spindler and Semko tied up center circle. On their feet. They break apart. Short time here in the first period. Oh, Spindler with a nice blast double. Sits Semko on the mat. Semko with a chest wrap. Two-point takedown. I don't know about that, but going to give it to him. So Spindler with a 2-0 lead after a period of wrestling. I was just about ready to say two different body types here. We know Semko's got some great quickness. Spindler a little bigger in the upper body, looks more like a tough-it-out kind of wrestler. Semko needs to use his speed. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Colton Semko of Shikalimi on the bottom. He is set. A little quick start there by Spindler, but the referee doesn't stop him. Semko stands, 1-point escape, 2-1 lead. For Spindler, over and under hook. Wrestler's near the edge of the mat. Spindler wades into Semko. Semko tries a fireman's carry, but... And now, pancakes him over. Two-point takedown for Semko as they go off the edge of the mat. Really got Spindler extended. Pulled out on the left arm. Came up under with his right arm and pancaked him to his back. 3-2 lead for Semko. Back on the mat, wrestling. Tight waist by Colton Semko, keeping tight hips. Spindler staying small, and Semko not able to do a whole lot with him. They said Spindler, a pretty muscular wrestler, so Semko steps to the right side. Gets a grapevine in on the left leg, working on the left arm. Posts the left arm in the back of Spindler. Clears the leg. Trying to work something with that arm. Can't bar it in as Spindler clears the arm. Spindler flat on his stomach. Now presses to his knees. Semko grapevines the right leg. Again looking far side. Guillotine, power half, whatever he can get. Pulls back on the left arm. Wants to guillotine it. The referee is going to call stalemate stopping the action with 4 seconds to go. Spindler unable to do anything underneath there. Spindler tries to stand, and that is the end of the second period. 3-2, Semko leads.
Leaving that. All right, I'll just wait then. No problem, thanks.
Third period wrestling. Referee, oh no, they're going to start on her feet. Tie up. Hand fighting, head ties. Semko trying to take ground on Spindler, but again, Spindler, a big, strong kid. I seem to remember a Spindler wrestling up there a number of years ago that was also big, tall, lanky, so I'm guessing some relationship. Semko tied up tightly on the head. Semko trying to get an over and under hook in on Spindler. Now Spindler front headlock breaks Semko to his knee. Semko stands. Spindler breaks him down again. Semko completely off the mat. Spindler on it and a stalemate stop in the action. On their feet, Semko looks for a leg. Spindler gives ground. They come back neutral. Back on their feet again. Tie up, break apart. Spindler with good head-hand defense. He just doesn't have a shot. Semko pushing over an underhook. 5 seconds. Headlock by Spindler. Oh, and a two-point takedown, and he's going to get some near-fall points. And at the buzzer, it'll be a 6-3 win by James Spindler. Wow. That's what he was looking for. That's all he had. That's what he got. 24-6 in favor of the Braves. We are back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
New year, new traditions, and all new models at W&L Subaru.
A new kind of Subaru is here to help you start those new traditions.
It's a Subaru that can take you farther and is equipped and upgraded for your wildest adventures. It's the 2022 Subaru Wilderness Edition.
Get off the beaten path as you unlock a whole new adventure in an all-new 2022 Subaru Forester or Outback Wilderness Edition from W&L Subaru.
Experience the W&L difference today. Off Route 11 in Northumberland. To check out our inventory or start your W&L Express deal online, go to WNLSubaru.com.
All right, we are back, just kind of cleaning some things up. In fact, lots of forfeits. Gage Wolf receives a forfeit. Matt Schaefer receives a forfeit. Mason Raybuck receives a forfeit. I mean, kids they had wrestled aren't even on this weigh-in sheet. Blake Van Kirk, I don't think, has wrestled in about a month, receives a forfeit. All right, so let's see. That's 30. Now it makes it 36. Now it makes it 42. Now it makes it 48. And then the Braves will be forfeiting at 106. So what we thought would be a nice full dual meet, indeed, is nothing like that. So right now, the Braves lead 48-9 because they are forfeiting at 106 to Oscar Siriaco. And we are going to go to 113. Alex Reed, a Braves sophomore, 18-8. And he quickly puts John Healy to his back and pins him in 8 seconds. So they aren't forfeiting. They're getting pinned quick. 8 seconds, 54-9 in favor of the Braves. We'll just keep it here for this final match. Excuse me, 54-12. All righty. Evan Kistner, freshman, 10-12, 14-5. Dominic Bernardino. For Pittston, he is a sophomore. Locked up. Arm pass attempt by Bernardino. Shoots to the opposite leg. Rolls Kistner to the mat. Kistner squares his hips and sprawls. Bernardino hanging on. Hanging on. Kistner trying to break that grip. And a stalemate stop in the action. 1:19 to go in the second, in the first period. Key here for Kistner is don't let Bernardino win on that leg. On their feet, locked up. Now Pistons showing that they're pretty darn good mat wrestlers, but not quite as good on their feet. And when they come in straight on. Oh, Kistner wades into Bernardino, who lateral drops him, puts him to his back. So 5 points coming. If he doesn't pin Kistner, he's got him tight. Steps across, Kistner bridging. And he pins him. 1 minute and 21 seconds. That's what happens when you come in with your elbows flying. Kistner with a fall. That'll make the final team score Shikellamy 54 and Pittston 18. On to Red Lion after this. I'll give you a wrap-up, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling, a News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC.
Stand for
selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices and save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Every year can bring new challenges. Your insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2022 has begun, and now is the perfect time to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We have the experience and knowledge to help you protect what matters most. You can contact our office at 570-286-5855 or online at purdyinsurance.com.
And we are back at Line Mountain High School. And I tell you what, Coach Tim Bosch is excited at the prospect of Pittston having a full lineup here today, something the Braves sorely need as an opponent with a full lineup to get everybody some mat time. And as it turns out, they only brought nine. And I don't know what happened, but a very abbreviated dual meet when they were looking forward to a full 13-weight bout. Let's take a look at how things happened. 126, Blaze Souter of Shikellamy received a forfeit. At 132, Julian Everett, a good-looking sophomore, a 6-0 win over Isaac McGregor. McGregor could do absolutely nothing against Everett. 138 pounds, C.J. Keener got it going, and in the second period, pinned Jake Aftowitz, putting the Braves up 12-3. 145 pounds, maybe one of his best matches of the season so far, and he's been getting better and better each match. Connor Wetzel with a third period fall over Dominic Inamorati. Inamorati, who was ahead 3-2 after two periods. Wetzel planted him. 152 pounds, Caleb Yoder. When he does get to wrestle, he's getting falls for the Braves, but again, he needs to get more mat time and less forfeits. Second period fall by Yoder completely dominated Keegan Bucci with that far side cradle he's worked up. 24-3 in favor of the Braves. 160 pounds. Semko ahead with 5 seconds to go. James Spindler with a headlock takes him down, puts him on his back, and Spindler wins 6-3. Gage Wolf, Matt Schaefer, Mason Raybuck, and Blake Van Kirk receive forfeits. As I said, they've got, well, they're supposed to have matches. The last time Pittston wrestled, they had wrestlers at all those weights. 106 pounds. The Braves fitted to Oscar Siriaco at 113 pounds. Alex Reed barely broke a sweat. 8-second fall over John Healy. And at 120, Dominic Bernardo of Pittston, a minute and 21-second fall over Eben Kistner. for Shikellamy. So the Braves will finish the day. They'll go to the Wrestle Red Lion next. York Suburban, Kamaqua, and Berwick. Hopefully all those teams brought everybody on the bus. Right now we've got some extra matches with some of the Piston kids, and that's what they're doing. These are non-scoring matches, but it gives the JV wrestlers a chance to get out there and wrestle a little bit. Remember, the Braves will be back in action. Line Mountain coming down to the Lockie on Wednesday night. Let me make sure of that. Go back to my schedule here. Yes, Wednesday night. Groundhog Day. The Line Mountain Eagles will be at the Lockett Gymnasium for the final Holden dual meet of the season. It'll be senior night as we say goodbye to some guys who've been wrestling there for a long time, and gals, so two female seniors. So if you get a chance, please do come out and honor these kids. They've done a great job, worked really hard this year. Deserve your attention and your adulation. So from the Line Mountain High School, where again the final score, Shikellamy 54 and Pittston 18. From engineer Rick Erdman, high atop our Blue Hill studios, join me again Wednesday for the final home dual meet of the season when the Line Mountain Eagles come into the Lockie. This is Steve Williams inviting you back the next time when the Braves throw it down on the Res Lake. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good morning.
Think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
We now rejoin our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.